What's it like to enter a season healthy, feeling good, knowing you have a strong role with this team?
It's good knowing that I'm healthy and I'm able to do things the right way this time. Keeping that thing going will allow me to be more successful.
Do you have any concerns about your health moving forward, or how are you feeling overall?
I don't know what you're talking about. The injuries are gone. We flipped the page on that, and right now the main focus is what's ahead right now. So there's no worries.
Nick, what do you think you can do as a every down full time player if that's your role?
My main job is to compete and be the best. I'm always striving to be the best. Those kind of questions, whatever happens, I'm gonna give my best foot forward and let the game take care of itself.
So when you hear McCarthy say that he thinks you can have a bigger role, what is it that you think you can bring to the table?
Everything. Stopping the run, getting after the quarterback. All of those duties that you would get playing a all downs, really.
With Julius likely taking a lesser role, if you do step into that spotlight, what have you learned from him and Clay, sitting back and watching them?
Well, there are veteran guys. They're all all down guys, so knowing you have to be consistent with everything. As long as you're consistent and you're making plays, I think everything else will take care of itself.
Nick, did you ever question your ability through it all? I mean, we never get to see your true ability 100% because you were never one of them. Did you ever question yourself at all throughout this?
No, there was no doubt. There was always one to prove, and being available was that main concern. So I'm here and my focus is getting better, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Were there ever worries that this day would come when the team turns down your fifth-year option, you have to earn it and sign that? Is there ever doubt or a wonder of what the big plan was?
No. I mean, each and every day I come in here ready to work, and keeping that my main focus, everything else really does take care of itself. As long as I'm there, and I'm able to compete and perform, those things come second.
When you're injured, there's a lot of time to think. So what is it that you learned over that period about yourself and just about your abilities?
Need to give more, And that's really what it comes down to, giving more and everything else is there for the taking.
Nick, over time, the injuries obviously have been frustrating, but you also played through some stuff when you had different injuries and things going on. Do you think you've earned a certain level of respect in this locker room for what you played through at certain times in your career?
I think a lot of guys see that as being really tough and sticking it out. All of us go through things that no one really knows about. So we all have a mutual respect of how we play the game, and they respect that.
Nick, did you notice a big difference today when the pads went on? And kind of how did the first padded practice go from your perspective?
It was a little gloomy today. There wasn't a lot of talk going on today, but it was very good to go out there for the first time and strap up and give it a go. I think we did a good job today. We're going to continue to get better and improve.
Do you consider yourself one of those guys that when we ditch shorts and t-shirts football, that you're better off with the pads on, that you can show what you can do?
I like the pads. That's what we're all about. That's what we're here for. We're here for the Sundays. Show everything you got. With the pads.
Were you at all surprised that Mike Daniels was the first one to maybe get into it a little bit with somebody?
I'm not surprised. he's always that's his mentality. To pick everybody up. No slouches around here. So you definitely bring that to the table.
In all seriousness, do guys respond to that? Do you think when
oh, yeah. they do? Okay. Oh yeah, no question. There's a time to laugh around, and there's a time to also be serious about your work and your craft. This is a business, and it's professional around here. So we all know what we have to do to get ready for these games, and jobs are on the line as well. So you got to take that into a big consideration.
Nick, when you finish the season like you did last year with multiple sacks in the playoffs and everything, I know not everything was necessarily certain with your future, but were you heading into the offseason just feeling pretty good about where you were and where things were headed?
No question. Just being able to to showcase, you know, my abilities, and feeling really good about it, and knowing that I still got a lot more time here, you know, in the league. So, you know, everything was great, and all I could think about was getting to the next season. You know, when we play next, you know, that's when it, that's, you know, that's where everything, you know, happens. And you know, I was excited to have a good off season to really get things rolling.